Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 799. The one thing holding you back from your dream body, part two. By Matt McLeod of McLeodConsultingServices.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free, and with permission from the websites, of course. This is just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, today is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, it'd be best to hear yesterday's episode first. That's episode 798. But if you're all caught up, I know you're eager to hear part two of this post, so let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. The One Thing Holding You Back from Your Dream Body, Part 2, by Matt McLeod of McLeodConsultingServices.com. I get it, man. Life is hard, and everyone has stuff to deal with. But that's the point. Everyone has their own stuff to deal with. We get caught up in thinking that we're some special snowflake when it comes to our flaws and our tough life situations, but it couldn't be further from the truth. Everyone is trying their best to grudge past their shortcomings. We just have to embrace the suck and not allow ourselves to use our unique problems as an excuse for why we can't obtain something we want. So many of us fall into the trap of being engrossed in all the reasons our plans could fail and how terrible it would feel to fail, that we don't really think about how awesome it would feel if we succeeded. Quote, action may not always bring happiness, but there is no happiness without action. Benjamin Disraeli. So if you're constantly worried about failing, being judged, or looking stupid in front of your friends and family, it begs the question, what are you so afraid of exactly? Let's find out. Fear setting and how to use it. Something I came across recently while reading Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss was his idea around fear setting. This thought exercise is essentially optimism disguised as pessimism, and it is a case where I think pessimism is acceptable because the intent is net positive. See a trend? I think it's amazing. It could be highly effective for many of you to use not only with diet and exercise, but life in general. The following is the shortened version of Tim's in-depth explanation on pages 463 to 469 of his book. How to do it. 1. Define your nightmare, the absolute worst that could happen if you did what you were considering. What doubt, fears, and what-ifs pop up as you consider the big changes you can or need to make? Envision them in painstaking detail. What would be the permanent impact, if any, on a scale of 1 to 10? Are these things really permanent? How likely do you think it is that they would actually happen? 2. What steps could you take to repair the damage or get things back on the upswing, even if temporarily? Chances are it's easier than you imagine. How could you get things back under control? 3. What are the outcomes or benefits, both temporary and permanent, of more probable scenarios? Now that you define the nightmare, what are the more probable or definite positive outcomes, whether internal, like confidence or self-esteem, or external? What would the impact of these more likely outcomes be on a scale of 1 to 10? How likely is it that you could produce at least a moderately good outcome? Have less intelligent people done this before and pulled it off? Using those three steps and actually taking the exercise seriously could change your entire life. What is it that you're so afraid of? Or are you just being lazy and making excuses? I'm not trying to undermine how difficult change can be, or act like I'm fearless, but you need to be honest and dig deep for the truth to find the root of your obstacles. Once you stop BSing yourself, you can understand the possibility of reaching your goal is likely much closer than you think. But it starts with believing in yourself and not standing in your own way. The difference between successful people and unsuccessful people is the former decides to make the best of every situation, and the latter decides to become the victim. Same situation, but the successful people contain a growth mindset, and unsuccessful people contain a fixed mindset. But the outcomes are very different. Which will you choose? You just listened to part two of the post titled, The One Thing Holding You Back from Your Dream Body by Matt McLeod of McLeodConsultingServices.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. There's a little trick you can do that kind of plays off what Matt was describing. So to go through this process of sort of fake pessimism to try and turn it around into something that makes you take action, what you can do is create a pros and cons list, but a pros and cons list with a slight twist. So what you end up doing is you take a sheet of paper, obviously, a pen or a pencil, and then you write down what would be the consequence of you not doing this new behavior? So for example, what would be the consequence or consequences really of you not exercising, of you not losing weight, of you not eating fruits and vegetables? And what you end up doing is you identify the consequences in both the short term, and when I say long term, think at least 5 years out or longer. So if we think about not exercising and we think, short term, under 5 years, within the next, let's say, 6 months, what would happen if you don't exercise? You might put something down like, well, I'll have more time. You might write down that you may end up gaining weight or at least maintaining weight instead of losing it. But in the long term, think 5 years out or longer. Well, now you might write down things like increased risk for certain diseases, muscle loss, weaker bones. I think you get the idea. But for this to work, you actually have to try it out. You have to go through this exercise yourself. And by doing this, hopefully, it will get some of those fears out of your head, and it will hopefully get you thinking about these behaviors more logically. All right, that'll do it for the Thursday episode. Thank you, as always, for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.